The Springfield City Council Monday night gave final approval to a 20% increase in the annual fee residents pay for curbside trash removal service. Under an agreement worked out with the administration of Mayor Dominic Sarno, $200,000 will be diverted to the Springfield Public Library. Officials say the three now-closed branches will reopen to the public in the fall. The closing of the libraries, a consequence of the spending cuts ordered by the mayor to balance the city's budget, caused a public uproar. Library advocates mobilized with rallies, phone calls, and emails to the mayor and city councilors. They argued the city's 9 neighborhood libraries are integral parts of the city's character and vital to efforts to improve children's literacy. Sean Murphy and his 4-year-old son, Jack, started a Facebook page to save the East Forest Park Branch Library.
And you know, libraries touch people's hearts, you know, because when you're younger, you go to the library with your parents and you read books, and hopefully, and I think we need to keep them open because there's so many kids in the city that aren't proficient at reading, and you know, it's difficult to find a job when you can't read, and people want to talk about crime, and what better way to help people stay away from crime than to get a job and read?
Springfield City Councilor Timothy Allen led the effort to restore funding for the libraries.
It's been a very difficult process. The trash fee is a tough item to deal with, but we had to get these libraries open. It's the only way we could come up with.
The trash fee has proved unpopular since it was ordered by the former Springfield Finance Control Board several years ago. Councilors had voted 2 years ago to reduce the annual fee from $90 to $75. Now it will go back up to $90. City Councilor John Lysak was one of 4 councilors opposed to raising the trash fee to help fund the libraries.
What I'm worried about is the precedent we're setting by doing this, and the fact that every time something needs money, we're just going to raise a fee because we can't raise taxes. The city is below our levy limit, so we can't raise enough money due to Proposition 2.5. So rather than do what every other city in town does and bring it to a Prop 2.5 override vote, We skirted it. The city council and the mayor's office skirted Proposition 2.5.
Library system director Molly Fogarty said the $200,000 authorized by the city council and the mayor will pay for operations and staff salaries at the 3 branches for 10 months. She said the library commissioners will form a steering committee to look for ways the libraries might become more cost efficient and explore other funding sources.
We'll be looking at all of that and working closely with the city finance department and the city council to make sure that we have a plan in place for whatever the funding is for fiscal 14.
Fogarty said the Springfield libraries receive about 20% of their funding, roughly $1 million a year, from grants and private sources. But that money is usually restricted for special programs to purchase materials or capital projects and not for operational expenses. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.